It's the radio segment that got into a shouting match with Mark Wahlberg over who was using too much sprinkles at a fat-free yogurt stand.
It was me with the sprinkles.
No, you are. You're using too much.
Always
it's okay. They ended up being best friends after.
That's good.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other soggy biscuits just don't. This first Laser Story is out of the United Kingdom. Dr. Binoy Sobnak was a lecturer at Loughborough University for 18 years before he was fired recently. And the reason they let him go, the college says it was for, quote, unnecessarily aggressive punctuation.
What does that even mean? Because I am all about the exclamation points.
The school mainly had an issue with how he used question marks.
No way!
Like
that's
one text.
Kind of condescending.
He sent, said, quote, do you have to stay for dinner? With 4 question marks.
What? I always use multiple question marks.
It is aggressive.
Another one read, why don't you listen? With 6 question marks.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, now we're... Stop at 3
exactly.
Normally.
When the university told him that students and other faculty members had complained, Dr. Binoy thought it was ridiculous. So he kept on using them, and in some instances, even added more.
Now he's being
You don't like my question marks?
Yeah.
18 question marks.
One text to an administrator had over 8 question marks in it.
Too.
I mean, it's worse, too, if you put an exclamation point every couple.
So he was fired, and then he challenged it in court, and recently an employment board agreed with him. A judge just gave Dr. Binoy a $20,000 payout.
Ooh. Yay! Wow. All right!
How does that feel, question mark?
Not surprisingly, on his Twitter, he wrote, I won with 7 question marks.
Nobody teaches this guy emojis, by the way.
Yeah, for real. So passive aggressive.
This next laser story is out of Florida. A man known only by his eBay name, Gnome Brome, is selling a hot sauce pack from Taco Bell on the site. But the reason it's making headlines is because his asking price is $25,000.
Oh my God!
Wait.
Taco Bell.
For a free packet that you get when you go to Taco Bell.
Well, according to him, it's a very rare Taco Bell sauce pack. Because it has a blank message on the packet where it typically shows a catchphrase like, you're so my type, or I'm in good hands now.
Yeah. I saw one of these once, and I remember being like, wow, that's kind of rare. You never see them forget to print on the white box.
If you've seen one, it can't be that rare.
I mean,
right?
I saw like, only one time.
You should have kept it. You may have made 25 grand.
And I never forgot it.
Yeah.
You see?
It was a moment.
Yeah.
I know you're probably thinking 25K for a Taco Bell sauce packet sounds nuts.
Yeah, that's still a lot.
I mean, who's collecting these things?
Well, trading and reselling the packets online has become a lucrative business for some users on eBay.
Whoa.
Right now, if you just type in Taco Bell sauce packets, you'll see thousands of posts ranging in price from 25 cents to over a grand.
So there is a whole market for it. I should have kept mine.
I don't eat hot sauce, but don't they all taste the same?
No. There's fire, there's Diablo, there's mild. No, they're
you're
going to
walk into some dude's house someday and like, yeah, check out my hot sauce collection.
Yeah, and she's like, take me now. That is so attractive.
No word on if the rare $25,000 blank packet will actually sell.
Okay.
But for now, it is still available for purchase.
All right.
Oh, so one
of our listeners.
Or maybe Jose and Brooke, you guys go halvesies.
Let's go have on.
Your first joint investment.
You created a real moment for Jose in his life when he saw one.
This next laser story is out of the fashion forward universe. The pandemic has been rough on everyone, and for some people, it's so bad they're just sitting around at home designing clothes for Barbie dolls.
Oh la la.
I used to do that when I was little.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. It was so fun.
Well, today, those people just hit the jackpot because Mattel is developing a reality TV competition called Barbie Fashion Battle.
What?
So how will it work?
I love this.
First of all, real human adults will create miniature, high-fashion outfits for Barbie. And then once they've assembled an 8-piece collection with a certain theme, they'll take Barbie's little hand and walk her down the catwalk. with her little high fashion clothes.
Actually, this is going to be great. Like, fashion is awesome. America's Next Top Model.
Barbie's going to look like TikTok stars.
Yeah.
And the thing is, miniature things are awesome. Anything that's really tiny is just fascinating.
Yeah, like, look how tiny she is, but that scarf is ginormous.
Can you imagine a little tiny sewing machine that they have to use?
Mattel wants you to know that these aren't just bored everyday people. These are up-and-coming designers.
Yeah, totally.
There's going to be 12 of them split into groups of six, and then they'll live in two real-life Barbie dream houses.
Oh, my God.
That's
wow.
I love this show.
And if you're wondering about drama, don't, because word is midway through season one, one person accuses another of ripping off their design.
Uh-oh, like every fashion.
And then they pick up their Barbies in frustration and have an epic slap fight.
Barbie's head just went flying off the roof.
Other than that, we know the winner will get a cash prize and the chance to design a line of Barbie clothes for Mattel.
That's awesome.
So cool.
This next laser story is out of the world of making Wi-Fi great again. If you meant to jump on your phone and check the weather report last night, but instead spent 20 minutes researching why cats are afraid of cucumbers.
Oh, it's a slippery slope, isn't it?
Then this definitely applies to you. I say that because, did you know, the average American falls down an online rabbit hole at least 5 times a week.
Wow.
A day?
I thought you were going to say day, too.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And that's where you get sidetracked or sucked in, and you end up researching something you didn't really mean to.
Oh, yeah.
Like the real-life family who couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
Just trust me, don't Google it.
Okay.
It's real.
I have to now.
If you look it up, you're going
to
waste your entire day, but it is fascinating.
I have to.
See it.
Then I got to find their Instagram account.
Oh my gosh. And what do they look like then to now?
Do they have a TikTok?
My gosh.
Anyway, we spend an average of 8 minutes on a topic each time it happens.
Oh.
So that's a total of 35 hours a year researching stuff accidentally.
That's over a day.
Whoa. Crazy.
The most common subjects that we do it with are celebrities, like is Seth Rogen married? Or entertainment, is Seth Rogen funny in real life?
How much does Seth Rogen's pottery sell for?
Yeah.
Or Alexis, what is Seth Rogen's net worth?
Also, history, science, and conspiracy theories are big time sucks as well.
Dude. I like reading conspiracy theories to laugh, though. Not like because I'm really into it.
And then you start arguing with people in the comments.
It's really fun.
Yeah, did you guys see the conspiracy blog on the internet that says this guy's best friend is Bigfoot?
I believe it. It's on the internet.
Oh, wait, never mind.
Uh-oh.
I clicked the article. I misread it. It says he just likes big feet. Not Bigfoot. That was my bad, but I'm going to stick on this article for a while. But that sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.